Welcome to the Journey to Self-Discovery podcast with Moses Wafewa. Here, we explore life's toughest questions in a bid to become our best selves and to live purposeful and meaningful lives. Stick around. The journey starts now.
Good day and welcome to season 4 of our Journey to Self-Discovery podcast. It's been a while since I came your way, and I believe that we are going to have a very interesting and thought-provoking time in this season. In this season, we'll be learning about how to turn followers into leaders, and I recommend that you invite your team on this leadership journey so that together you would all learn something and you would also turn your followers into leaders. I recognize that any leader cannot do much without turning their followers into leaders. And if you want to expand your territory, you want to impact more lives, you want to ensure that there's transformation, then you must turn your followers into leaders. You should not be excited to be the only leader in the team. You should not be excited to be the only go-to person. You must learn to turn people from being followers into being leaders. And that is what this season will be talking about. And that is what we are going to discuss in this season. In this season, we'll be talking about the fact that the world really needs leaders. The world really needs leaders in every field. We'll also look at how you can become a great leader and how you can really become a leader. We'll be discussing about why, if you want to be an exceptional leader, you must learn to follow exceptional leaders. Great leaders follow great leaders. You cannot be a great leader without following another great leader. I would also teach you on how you can invest in yourself if you really move from being a follower into a leader. If ever you become a leader, then you must learn how to invest in yourself, because you cannot give what you do not have. So I'm going to show you how you can invest in yourself, invest in your leadership, so that you can give what you have. Then I'll teach you the great disciplines that is required of every leader. You must understand that to be a leader requires great discipline, and I'll send you on the journey on the disciplines that you need to develop and cultivate to be able to move from being a follower to being a leader. Note that people who lead know something. They practice some habits and disciplines that you are not practicing. That is why you are in the state that you are in. And that is why it's important that you know these disciplines and make it a commitment to practicing these disciplines. Leading requires having a vision. You must understand that a burning vision, a burning desire will be the only way for you to be a leader. And to be the only way for you to remain relevant, and it will be the only way for you to remain at the cutting edge, and to be the only way for people to keep following your leadership. That's why leadership and management is not the same. And this episode is not to go into details about leadership and management and all that. It's supposed to provide some basic tools to help people who have not yet developed their leadership edge to increase their leadership edge, and those who are still followers to move from being followers to leaders. That is why I encourage leaders that, look, get your people to be part of this podcast. Make sure that all your team members are part of this podcast, and transform your followers into leaders and become the leader's leader. And that is the way you can achieve great things. In this season, I'll be talking about why, if you want to move from being a follower to being a leader, why you must learn to go the extra mile. But there are those who don't go the extra mile. They just go 1 mile and that is it. If we are all going 1 mile, they go 1 mile and that is it. They don't go to the second or the third or the fourth mile. But if you are going to move from being a follower to being a leader, then you must learn to go the extra mile. When everybody is going 1 mile, you must go 2 miles. What's the difference between students who succeed and students who succeed academically and those who do not succeed academically? Those who do very well are people who go the extra mile. People who become great businessmen are people who go the extra mile. Those who become great leaders are those who go the extra mile. You cannot be a wishy-washy leader. You cannot be a leader who is always
always want to go for vacation, always want to go for holidays, always want to rest, always wants to sleep and lie down and think that you would become a leader, a great leader, always surfacing through your phone and through the internet, always listening to music and always watching movie and believe that you will become a great leader. You will move from being a follower to being a leader. Look, it will not happen. Whether you learn to lead or you don't learn to lead, there are others who are learning to lead. There are others who are moving from being followers to being leaders. And we talk about moving from being followers to being leaders. We are not saying that following is bad, because as I said, all great leaders are great followers. But you don't only follow. You must be able to translate the things that you are learning into leading and then becoming successful and then raising other people also to become leaders. So you have to learn to go the extra mile. Learn to go the extra mile. In this season, we'll also look at how you can inspire others as a leader. Let me tell you, if ever people would follow your leadership, it is because you are an inspirational leader. I keep on saying that we live in a very depressed world. People are sad. People are sad. People have so many issues. People have so many problems. People have not been able to overcome their problems and their issues and their challenges. So if you don't learn to be an inspiring leader, if you don't learn to give people hope, if you don't learn to tell people that the future will be bright and that do not look down on your present situation, then nobody will follow you. If people do not see the rewards of all that they are doing, they will not follow you. Yes, it is true that you don't have to have ulterior motives. You don't have to have secret desires that is not in alignment with the organization's goal and all that. But you must learn to inspire people. You must learn to give people hope. As a leader, you must learn to say something every day, every week. Even after pointing out the mistakes that your followers make, you must be able to say something inspiring also to them. Then we'll also be looking at why you do not have to neglect your source and those who help you as a leader. So in this podcast, in this season, we are going to look at why you should not neglect your source. The day you neglect your source, you neglect your power. The day you throw the ladder away, note that you cannot climb on it again. So I'm going to show you that if you want to move from being a follower to being a leader, then you don't have to neglect your source. And if you want to move from being a leader to being a leader's leader, then you still do not have to neglect your source. What has kept you going? What has helped you over the years? You don't have to neglect it. Then we'll also be looking at why you must build a team. Why you must build a team. And the fact that your ability to build a team shows that you are beginning to learn how to lead. I tell the leaders in my team that, look, the sign that they are beginning to learn how to lead is that they are building teams. If they are not building teams, they are simply not learning how to lead. Because building a team simply means that you have ability to work with 3-4 people. Yeah, and these 3-4 people are able to rely on your leadership. It may be a small team, it may be a huge team, it may not. At least if you have a certain number of people that are able to rely on your leadership, it means that you are learning to lead. So if you have nobody who is able to rely on your leadership, then you've got a lot of work to do. And that is why you would have to tune into this podcast every week so that you learn how to lead. The world needs leaders, and you must be that leader. So I'm going to show you how to build a team. I'm going to show you how easy and difficult it is to build a team, and show you that you can still build a team no matter how difficult it is. I have built a team in 13 out of the 16 regions we have in my country, and we do our work across 3 continents. How did it happen? I'm going to show you. Then if you are going to move from being a follower to being a leader, you must learn to overcome ingratitude and unfaithfulness. Look, if you become sad about the fact that people did not remember the good that you did to them, you become heartbroken and you want to give up, then you may never be able to lead. Because ingratitude, unfaithfulness, disloyalty is a part of leadership. And let me tell you, sometimes you don't have to do something wrong for people to leave you. You don't have to be the worst of person. And I will talk to you about some of the notorious betrayers in the world history. And I'll show you how to overcome it. Because you must overcome the ingratitude of people. You must overcome the unfaithfulness of people. You must overcome loneliness. And then you must learn to live. And finally, in this season, we will be looking at why you must constantly sharpen your soul. You know, Stephen R. Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he spoke of sharpening your soul as the 7th habit. I'm going to tell you all that sharpening your soul is about, and I'm going to show you how I sharpen my soul as a leader, and why sharpening your soul is very important, and why it's important that you be in an atmosphere where you renew yourself intellectually, mentally, physically, socially, spiritually. I'm going to show you why you must renew yourself. I'm going to show you why social connections are important to renewal. I'm going to show you why reading and attending conferences has the ability to renew you. I'm going to show you why you must sharpen it. This is going to be a very interesting journey within the next 12 weeks. Because within the next 12 weeks, we are going to discuss a topic that is so dear to my heart. I don't need any book to talk about this topic. I don't need to go and read materials. Yes, I have to learn, and I keep learning, I keep reading, I keep reading and reading and reading. I built a library years ago of over 200 books because I'm a reader. I understand that without reading, and there was something interesting that turned me into being a reader. Many years ago, as a high school student, I was going to school one day. And in my home country, they sell books on the floor. Can you believe what happened? I passed by this book that they were selling on the floor, not in the bookshop, on the floor. And I was attracted to buy that book. I searched the book there. When I asked of the price of the book, I realized that if I buy that book, I'll not have enough money to go home. So I told my attendant that, I'm sorry, I'll not be able to buy this book. I'm leaving. And he said something that changed my life. It made me a reader. A voracious reader. I can literally take money and buy 50 books at a go. I have done that before. Listen to what the man said. The man said, if you enter your pocket into your brains will definitely put something into your pocket. But if you empty your pocket into your tummy, all you may have is phases. That was a harsh statement. However, it shook me. And I told the man, well, this is all that I have. This is all that I have. This is the only money I have. He said, young man, it's not enough, but I'll take the money and give you the book. Because I want you to understand that when you empty your pocket into your mind, it will pay off. Friends, that's paid off. That's paid off. That's paid off in ways that beats my imagination. So I want to encourage you to journey with me in this season. Yes, I've spoken about your journey to self-discovery. I've spoken about resilience. I've spoken about why you must start well, build your momentum, flourish, and well. But in this season, it is about building your leadership edge, turning followers into leaders. And in this introductory episode, talking about why the world needs leaders, I want you to appreciate that people are looking for leadership and guidance from others to minimize the threats and challenges they are facing. People are looking for leadership and guidance from others to minimize the threats and challenges they are facing. Look, when you see hunger, poverty, bad governance, poor leadership, civil war, it's all a sign that the world.
You are listening to the Journey to Self-Discovery podcast with Chief Moses Bafuewa.
When people murmuring, it's all a sign that we need leaders. You know, people are looking for leaders who are visionary and people who are able to articulate purpose and meaning in a way which inspires and motivates them to take action. There are people who may never take action till you move from being a follower to being a leader. Some of you, the trajectory of your family will remain the same till you decide that you will move from being a follower to being a leader. Some of you, your life, you repeat negative history till you decide that you will move from being a follower to being a leader. Some of you, your community, your country will not have hope. Imagine we are in a country when everybody has decided that they will learn to lead and ensure that their country becomes a better place. Imagine we have an organization that are led by real leaders. Because let me tell you, most organizations are not led by leaders. No. There's a difference between followers and leaders. Most organizations are not led by leaders. There's a real difference between leaders and followers. And every leader must desire to grow their leadership edge and become the leader that causes change and raise leaders who also bring transformation into their society. The world desperately needs leaders. You know why I am saying that? In a lot of organizations, the people leading in those organizations are not leaders. Let me tell you something. True leaders will blaze new trails to reach their goals and that of the organization's goals. Even if there is no path, true leaders will become the torch bearers and lead even if there is no path. However, that is not the case of followers. It will surprise you to see how your followers can be idle until they are given explicit instructions and direction. Do this, do that, go here, do this, do that. They will not do anything. How can you do much as a leader if all the people in your team don't do anything till they hear from you? Or they don't do anything till they are given instructions? They don't take any initiative. When they've not heard from you, they don't call you and say that, "Oh, sir, it's been a while since we heard from you. Sir, can we do this in this way? Can we do this in that?" They don't make any suggestions. They don't make any contributions. Sometimes it's so sad. You go for a meeting and nobody in the team has got nothing to say. They are just waiting for you. You ask, "What do you think about this?" Everybody's quiet. "What can you say about this?" Everybody's quiet. What? And you're wondering, what kind of leaders do you have? And these are people that may be occupying executive positions, that may be occupying agency positions, that may be organizing strategic positions, but they have nothing to say about anything and they have no ideas to share. How can such an organization grow? How? You see, that is why personally I don't even call everyone a leader just because they have a title. No. Having a title does not make you a leader. Until you demonstrate courage and commitment. Courage is the ability to take action in the presence of fear. It's not that you are not afraid. It's not that you don't know that something may go wrong or not. You are still able to take action in the presence of fear. Courage, commitment. One of the things that people don't want to hear in their world today is commitment. No longer a lot of marriages don't work. Look at the divorce rate. Go marry today, they break up today, they get divorced today. People never stay in any friendship. Let me tell you, you can talk to about 10 people and 5 out of the 10, I have not done any survey to check. But I've spoken to a lot of people, countless young people across the country I'm coming from. Then it will surprise you. Who is your close friend? No one. Who do you talk with often? I'm not sure. And you wonder, what's going on? Nobody can be committed to each other. Nobody can be committed to any organization. Either religious organization or any non-governmental organization. Or nobody's even committed to their own nation. Everybody has something bad to say about their nation. What is wrong with us? No commitment anywhere. They give you work to do, you don't do it. And you are believing that one day you'll be a great leader, and I'm wondering how you'll be the great leader one day when you were given something so little to do now, you could not do it.
I've said something in my home country that there's the reason why there is NOFDEC. NOFDEC is an exam that you write when you do not pass your main high school exams. The reason why there is NOFDEC is that, and this is my personal reason. The West African Examination Council is trying to tell you that if you fail to answer your questions satisfactorily in your exams during your main West African exams, then you would have to come and answer those questions in NOFDEC. So I often say the questions you don't answer today, you need to answer them tomorrow. That's why there is recent. So you neglect your duties. Do not be concerned about what has been given to you now, and just keep on lying on your bed and dreaming and wishing, hoping that one day you rule the world. Well, we live to see what happens. After leading this last 15 years, I've realized that it takes time to develop and grow your leadership edge. And if you'd want to learn to lead, then you must start learning how to lead very early. Very early. It's so sad that we have a lot of wishy-washy people around who claim to be leaders, yet they don't have any passion for what they are doing. Nothing drives them. They have no enthusiasm to get things done. They do things because they must do it. They have a normative commitment. Well, okay, this is my role, so I do this, I do this and that and that and that. That is linked up to my role and I'm done. And that is all. But no. It shows the kind of leader you would become. Friends, I want to encourage you that in your organization, in your agencies, in your institutions, I want to encourage you to create a culture of raising leaders. And in creating a culture of raising leaders, I want you to join me in this season. Let me promise you, you will not regret it. You'll be excited that you join this season and you will learn so much. The world needs leaders who use their influence at the right time for the right reasons. Why don't you turn from being a follower to being a leader and growing your leadership? The world is looking for leaders who take a little greater share of the blame and a little smaller share of the credit. Who leads themselves successfully before attempting to lead others. Who continue to search for the best answers, not for the familiar ones. In my book, Becoming a Great Leader, Chapter 1, I write that the world is searching for leaders who understand the concept of where they are, where next to turn, and how to reach the desired destination. The cry for many individuals, mostly young people, has been, who lead me to my final destination? Who knows where I'm heading to? Who has been where I'm heading to? Who can help me navigate the road that leads to that destination? The search for leaders is a hunt for people who have ample knowledge and understanding of the current predicament of their communities, groups, or countries. Those who are also ready to reason and rally with ideas to best solutions that bring meaningful changes. The world needs leaders who carry a vision that others can ride on to change their lives for the better. And such a leader would have steadied the road and become aware of where they or their people need to be headed. Such a leader understands that they cannot wallow in ignorance, that applied knowledge is true power. They understand that to be outstanding, one has to be able to direct oneself first before others. Friends, this season, I'll not call you friends, I'll call you leaders. Leaders, are you ready for us to go on this journey? Thank you so much for joining me on our Journey to Self-Discovery podcast. That's been great coming your way. And for this season, you are in for an interesting ride. We would raise leaders through this season. Catch you at the brighter side of life. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, then subscribe to the Journey to Self-Discovery podcast with Chief Moses Balfoua and download the episode. If you have a question or you'd like to raise a concern, then send us an email on jsdpodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit www.chiefmoses.org. Thank you again for listening to today's episode, and see you in next week's episode.